You are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
I'm just proud of you.
Get back in your cage.
Okay.
All right. All right. Welcome to Christian Family Values. But this is not only Christian Family Values because tonight is the start of a 3-night event called Fall Madness. That's right, because we have madness coming your way starting tonight with Christian Family Values. Tomorrow with the Full Tilt Boogie with the Area 51 Raid and Radio Renegades. And not only that, this week is the aftermath of the horrid pay-per-view that we're reviewing tonight, Clash of Shit Champions.
Ooh!
But to join us in our evening and our quest for shit, let me introduce my parents. First, it's Big Mama.
Thank you so much.
All right, and next is the guy with the sound effects, ladies and gentlemen, my dad, the Joker.
Thank you.
Keep talking.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for having me. Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Now let's start off with the fucking pay-per-view review. But first, we need to talk about the elephant in the room, and that is Sasha Cunt and Bailey Cunt.
Hey, what did I tell you?
Two of the worst women's wrestlers in WWE of all time. Sasha Banks should wear a t-shirt that says, "New hair, new attitude, same old shit." Because even if she does get a new hair, and even if she does get a new attitude, she's still going to be a fucking loser. And that's been evident these past few weeks. Every time she gets a fucking ass kicked, every week. And Bailey too.
That's stupid. That's a stupid slogan. New hair. Mm-hmm. It's only blue. What is it now? Blue, purple, yellow? I don't even know. I don't even pay no mind to her. What is it, blue?
It's blue.
Huh?
Oh,
it's
Lord.
Blue. That's not supposed. A hair color is not it's supposed to make you feel good as a woman, yes. But it's not supposed to make you feel strong, you stupid biatch. It doesn't go like that. Why are you putting up that slogan? That's so stupid. Stupid. Don't talk to me.
Well, Joker, what do you have to say?
Well, the only superwoman that I knew, it was Supergirl, and she was wearing blonde hair. I don't know where she came with the blue one. I mean,
that's
really,
right.
Ain't gonna make her any strong, any smarter. She's still a dum-dum.
Exactly.
They gave a fucking documentary, the WWE Chronicle, Sasha Banks edition. And I looked at the Chronicle, I looked at the documentary, and I couldn't give two flying fucks. I don't give a fuck if she has crocodile tears. Bitch, you quit the company for 5 fucking months, and now you're coming back and you're suddenly getting 2 title shots. Get fucked. You're a fake bitch. You're a bitch in real
life.
I can tell that you're a bitch in real life.
You know why she did that, Chris? Because she thought that by doing that, she was going to get a lot more money, a lot more exposure, but she's still back in the same stupid predicament with Bayley as a tag team. That is the way you left off. That's not a change. No, it's no difference at all. The thing is, she thinks there is. Huh?
There's no difference in her fucking entrance. She still does the same fucking music.
Nothing.
She's still the same
Nothing.
Character.
It's the,
There's no fucking
the
difference whatsoever.
The only thing she changed was her hair color, and that has nothing to do with her ability to wrestle. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay. Now let's move on to the pay-per-view. Now, Clash of Shit Champions, you know, the fucking disgrace of the pay-per-view. This fucking pay-per-view fucking bore the shit out of me. One of the worst pay-per-views I ever saw to date. Awful. Boring as fuck. Let's start off with the women's Raw women's match now. Bayley versus Becky versus Sasha. It was a good match. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to devalue a match. It was a good match. But the fact is, there's two mistakes. There's one mistake. One, Becky hit the referee with a steel chair. But then it's not even revealed that Sasha even won by DQ. They didn't even announce that Sasha even won. And then the next set on Raw, they still didn't even say that Sasha won. So are we supposed to believe that Sasha Banks won by DQ, but they never explicitly explained? All they said that Becky was disqualified. But they didn't clearly say that Sasha won either. We all know she won by DQ, but the WWE didn't even say it.
Did the referee get really hurt or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what was the point of that then?
To continue the feud for Hell in a Cell.
Wow.
It's just stupid.
That goes to show you what kind of people they got working WWE. Incompetence. That's what I say.
No,
incompetence.
No, it's part of the story, so it makes sense. But the
it
fact
doesn't.
Is that they're going to fight in a Hell in a Cell match, which I don't know if that's going to be any good. There may be good wrestlers, but Hell in a Cell matches aren't really that type of shit for women wrestlers. I mean, I wouldn't get excited for it. I wouldn't get excited at all.
Well, I'm interested in seeing it. I'm interested in and seeing how pathetic they're all going to be at the ring and how stupid they're going to look, you know. Becky
yeah.
Lynch is not doing very well as far as, and get I loved her. I was rooting for the man. I loved her.
She's boring.
But now
she's
it's just, what? She's boring. Yes,
she's
she is.
She's boring.
Yes, she is.
She's fucking
she is.
Boring.
I agree.
And her fucking her Titantron sucks too. All it says is the fucking man, and that's it.
Right. So, what's gonna happen now? I mean, is she allowed after the incident with the referee? Is she allowed to continue, or is she suspended?
Yes, she
or
is. Yes, no, she's not suspended.
Okay,
she was fined.
They're quick. Huh?
She was fined $10,000.
Get the hell out of here!
She
was
fined $10,000 for that.
She could afford it.
That's cheap, though. So wait a minute. Kevin Owens gets a $100,000 fine, but Becky Lynch, who hits a referee with a steel chair, gets a $10,000 fine. How the fuck does that even make sense?
I just feel sorry for the referee because they had to call the
ambulance. The referee didn't even get hurt. He only got hit on his fucking arm, but he was supposed to pretend that he was unconscious. Stupid.
Oh, man. I tell you.
Fucking idiotic.
I don't want to see that referee looking like a dumbass.
fucking idiotic.
The way I see it, they should fine him the $10,000 for being stupid.
All right. Enough. Now it's time to the rest of the show. All right. The Cruiserweight Triple Threat match, Drew Gulak, Lindsay Dorado, and whoever the fuck the third guy was. This match was fucking terrible. You know, it was it looked like it was rehearsed. Every move was fake. I couldn't give a fuck. Thank God 205 Live is getting canceled. You know? This was bullshit. It was terrible. I couldn't give a fuck about any of the cruiserweights in this fucking dreadful match.
I agree with you on that one, Chris. The cruiserweight is like... I don't have no comments on that fight.
Drew Gulak may be from Philadelphia, but he's the most fucking boringest Philadelphian wrestler I've ever seen.
He's from Philadelphia?
He's fucking boring.
Listen, son, you know my point of view on the cruiserweight. I really don't give a damn about it. I don't even want to bother with it. But if he's from Philadelphia, man, you gotta step up your game because we're from Philly too, and it's a shame that you're looking like a chump out there.
Fucking
you know?
Boring.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I agree with Big Mama, and also I agree with you, Christian. I mean, the Cruiserweight is not all that, but they definitely need to step up their game because regardless, is you know, some people like it, some people don't. I'm particularly one that I don't really like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like
All
it.
All right. All righty.
Next in the kickoff show, AJ Styles versus Cedric Alexander. Fucking this match was awful. I don't know how you could get AJ Styles and Cedric Alexander to have a bad match, but congratulations, WWE, you fucking did it. Cedric got fucking buried. You know, he didn't even hardly get any offense in. Cedric looked like a fucking joke. And the next night on Monday Night Raw, he still looked like a joke. AJ retains. It was an awful match. The worst AJ Styles match I could ever think of right now. And the fact that AJ Styles, one of the greatest wrestlers right now, is in fucking pre-show is a fucking crime. It's a crime. Miz and Shinsuke couldn't be in the fucking pre-show, but AJ Styles is.
You saw how Shinsuke came to.
What the fuck has Shinsuke done to deserve a main event slot? Nothing. He's done nothing.
But I think the category in wrestling 100%. Is not so much is ability to wrestle, but the way you come across. Shinsuke came across this time different. He came out with a red cape. He came out touching his chest, and he was kind of like very feminine about himself. And you're thinking, oh my God, this guy is a weakling because he's acting feminine. But
why
the
are we
guy,
talking about
you know,
AJ? We're still talking about AJ Styles. Why are we talking about Shinsuke?
I love him, and I think he's full of personality, and I like that. I like that.
What personality? What are you talking about?
She's trying to say, Chris, she's trying to say is that, like I said last time, and I always repeat myself, if you want to be noticed and everything, you have to do things different. AJ Styles and what's his name always doing the same thing. Right now, honestly, I think their career is going this way.
Yeah. I agree with
because honestly, this is the, you know, AJ Styles is supposed to be a big Macho Man in the ring. Honestly, to me, I see him like a you-know-what in the ring, because now he was having two bodyguards that used to walk him, and now he acting like a, you know. So
what are you talking about?
About AJ Styles being a P-U-C-S-S-Y. That's
yeah,
what I'm
he's
mad.
Well, he's not a pussy. He's a clown.
Well, put it this way, a pussy clown.
A pussy right. clown? Oh, that's a good one. A pussy clown. All okay.
Right. All right, so we go on to the main show. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
We are still here.
Wait, hold on. Let's see. My phone's this website sucks. All right. I don't remember what the first... Oh, yeah. Braun Strowman and Seth Rollins versus... let's see. I this fucking pay-per-view is so forgettable. I don't even fucking remember. Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode.
Okay.
I didn't care for the Raw Tag Team Championships, and I couldn't care too less about this match either, because I knew right away fucking Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler was going to win already. So I couldn't care less. I couldn't give a fuck. And of course they did. Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler won. But who gives a fuck? Really?
Yeah,
this wasn't a team anyway. Which begs the question, what the fuck was the point of all this? Why the fuck did you make Gallows and Anderson lose the Raw Tag titles, never got their fucking rematch, and give it to fucking Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode for? None of that makes fucking sense. Why the fuck did Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson needed to lose the Raw Tag titles? And why is AJ the only member of the OC to have a title? That's garbage. That makes no sense whatsoever. Why the fuck did you give the tag titles to Rollins and Strowman anyway?
Right. I agree with you, son. It doesn't ring true to the whole thing. It's a shame.
But you also have to say this way too. Why are you tag teaming two strong wrestlers together?
Competitive.
I mean, that doesn't make no sense either. Because honestly, I'm not going to enjoy watching Seth and Strowman being together, because I don't know what I'm going to look at. Who's going to be better than who?
Toby, go.
Get him.
Oh, my God.
Get him, Toby.
Don't start him up. Start the wrestlers like that, man. I think it's true what the Joker is saying. It doesn't make sense in that area that you're putting two strong competitors to battle, and it's going to be hard to determine who's better and who's not. And, I mean, that's a stupid... I just don't understand what they're doing in WWE. I just don't get it.
All right. Now we go on to consider one of the worst women's matches in WWE history, and surprise, surprise, it's fucking Bayley. Bayley versus Charlotte Flair. Has to be one of the worst Charlotte Flair matches ever. And to fucking make it worse, this was Charlotte's hometown in North Carolina. You know, Ric Flair country. What better way to piss off Ric Flair country than to have their daughter, you know, lose in a fucking garbage match. Match started fucking terrible. Bayley unhooked the fucking bottom turnbuckle. Smashed Charlotte with the bottom turnbuckle and got a quick pin. And that's it. That was the match. Awful. Awful. This was a horrible match. This is her fucking matches as the heel and the champion. I'm not fucking ready. I'm not looking forward to it at all, because that's fucking awful. If this is her matches as champion, as the heel, No, I'm not going to fucking watch because this is fucking garbage. What the fuck?
I know.
She's a champion.
I know.
And she's having fucking quick second matches. This is awful.
And I don't like the fact that they're putting Bayley with someone who's higher rank and a better wrestler, and you know that they can't fake that crap. You can't fake the fact that Charlotte is better than Bayley. I'm so sick of her. I'm so sick of Bayley. There's something about her that I never liked from the beginning, and I wouldn't. And I'm still not liking her.
She's
fucking
fake. Yeah.
Well, the way I see it with Bayley is getting away with murder at this moment with that belt. And unfortunately, Mama, you're right, and Christian, you're right. Charlotte, Ric Flair's daughter, is like a bigger wrestler than Bayley. And you know what? To lose in her hometown, that is kind of embarrassing. I mean, really? Come on. You're going to at least, you should have made it like seem like she was not going to lose and just like cut the match right in the middle or something, but not make her lose like that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. They really messed up on that one.
Next match, another match I couldn't give a fuck. The women's tag match between a tag title championship match between Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Fire and Desire. Ugh, what a fucking boring ass fucking match. I couldn't give a fuck. This is awful. I hate both teams. I hate Alexa Bliss. And I hate Mandy Rose. I hate both teams. Especially, they're all awful wrestlers, with the exception of Sonya Deville and fucking Nikki Cross. We have two bums wrestling each other, Mandy Rose and Lex Bliss. I hated this fucking match. I couldn't stand it. It's fucking awful. It was a wrestling match to see who was fucking worse.
Yeah, you could really say that. I mean, it was a match of full potential, full ability. It was a match. What?
I couldn't give a fuck.
But I'm talking, son. Can I get my
opinion? I'm saying I don't give a fuck about the pay-per-view, the match.
Okay. Well, the thing is that Nikki Cross acted like a fool up to that point, and now we're supposed to take her serious. I can't take her serious because her character was so stupid and kissing up to Alexa Bliss and being up her ass up way up there. And now I'm supposed to believe her that she's a... No, I mean, they did her wrong, really. She might have some abilities, but they did her wrong from the get-go.
How could they did her wrong when she's champion right now?
What I'm saying is that from the beginning, she looked like a fool.
But that was the real character.
Okay, so now we're supposed to, like, disregard that all the time that we were seeing, and throwing
it
down on
people. People like the character, though.
Okay, well, I didn't. I really didn't.
Well, the way I see it, the best thing that happened to Nikki Cross was them together with Alexa, because she wasn't going nowhere solo. As a tag team, she's pretty good. As solo, she sucks.
Exactly. That's my point, that they did this whole character at first, like, oh my, yes, Nikki, yeah, I mean, Alexis, yes, there's just like a slave to Alexis, and now I'm supposed to, I can't erase that. You know, that was a stupid way of.
Yeah, in other words, Big Mama, you're not going to enjoy her as a wrestler, as a serious wrestler,
as a winner,
or as a champion.
Yes. Correct. You get me, Joker. Correct.
I agree with you, Mama.
And
all
I
right.
just can't do it.
All right. Next match, the SmackDown Tag Championships between the New Day and the Revival. It was a decent match, you know. I knew the Revival was going to win the tag belts, you know. Xavier Woods had his leg injury. It was a good match. It was the only passable thing so far. But that's
mm-hmm.
it. I'm not gonna go fucking crazy for this fucking match. I'm not. I don't really care about both teams, to be honest, either. So that's it. What do you guys say about it?
Joker, you go.
Well, okay. I see Revival being more serious than New Day.
Even though the Revival are Raw tag team, they won the SmackDown titles. Makes sense out of that, though.
Yeah, but you know, New Day, honestly, they to me, they're a little bit comical, and when they go inside the ring and they try to get serious and down and dirty, it's like I'm not seeing it, you know, because the way they are too comical. I mean, the stuff that they do Revival, at least then when they come in, they're coming in with, I mean, let's get down to business, you know? Like, they're going inside the ring like this.
Yeah. I personally take, like Joker said, I personally take the Revival team as more serious than, I forgot their
New
oh, they're pointless. That's why I forgot. So the Revival to me is
I don't care about the Revival either, because they're losers. I don't care about them either. They're boring.
Well, you see why Big Mama forgot about them? Because they're pointless.
They're not very memorable.
Revival are boring.
All right. So who do you like, Chris?
I don't like both teams. I don't care. Because these teams are not my favorite. I don't like both teams. They're both boring.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
but if you want to give it a good point of view of two tag team wrestlers, which one do you think would
yeah,
make
you
feel more like exactly that you would like to see better? I mean, I don't like New Day for shit.
Yeah,
well, I don't like the Revival either because they're boring.
Okay, but if you had to choose, you would choose the Revival, right?
I choose none.
Okay, all right, all right,
okay.
All right.
I choose none. Because I don't like neither of the tag teams division.
Okay. So,
yeah,
that's fine. Okay.
No, if you keep what you said, Ma.
What is it?
What did you were trying to say?
No. If I had a choice, if I had to choose, and they told me, if they tell me choose, which between the Revival and New Day, I would say the Revival. They're a little bit better than New Day. Little bit. That's it.
All right. Let's see. All right. The Shinsuke Nakamura versus The Miz. This was a letting match.
You know how I feel about that, son.
This was a nothing match. Just because you like Shinsuke, you can't say the match was good. This was a nothing match.
No, I'm not saying that the match was good. I think that they're really trying to mess up Miz's, well, they already did, his career.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, that I have to recognize. But who, between both of them, you got to take, for me, this is how I feel. If you're a good wrestler, either you're a good wrestler or either you have personality or that gimmick that
well,
people get attracted to.
Well,
Shinsuke
has none.
But to me, that's my opinion. You cannot override my opinion.
Well, that's
no,
you,
listen.
But it's not for everybody. That's you. That's you, but it's not all people.
Okay, but I'm not saying it's all people. What I'm saying is,
if you ask people on the street, you ask people on the street.
No, sir.
Stop with the sound effect.
If you ask, because guess what? This is the way I see it. Big Mama got the point. The Miss career is going down the drain. And I told you Sakamura was going to win, and guess what? He did.
Saka. He said Sakamura.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he won. If you go around a neighborhood and you fucking show them a picture of Nakamura and you ask people, what character do you think he has? People are not going to fucking answer because they don't know what the fuck he is. Or what his fucking character is. Because he doesn't have a fucking character. What fucking character is he?
But look how he came in the ring. Different.
What the that's not different.
He came with a cape.
No, it's not. Oh, he came with a stupid cape. That's not different.
Okay.
That's not different at all.
But what I'm saying is that either you got the chops for being a great wrestler. With your technique, and your ability, which he doesn't. I agree with you 100%.
All he does with fucking legs. That's not wrestling at all.
Or if you have the ability to attract people with your personality, with your gimmick.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does. Chris, he does.
No, he doesn't. People don't sing his theme song no more.
Or you have both. Either you got
one or the other,
or you got both. Or you're lucky and you have both.
No. He has none. All right.
Okay.
No. The guy's dead.
Okay.
He's gonna forever be dead in WWE. The guy is a bum. All right.
Okay.
No. Nakamura's a fucking bum.
You're done with him?
No, I'm not done with him yet. Because you know what? The thing is that when it comes down for you to see reality of things, think about who do you want to see more better than The Miz, that he's a boring piece of shit, or Sakamura, that he comes out and he at least gives you entertainment, visual entertainment.
I'd rather see The Miz because at least he could cut a fucking promo. At least he tries something new. Nakamura hasn't tried anything new since for fucking forever.
That's the like, or he's trying a new sake.
That's not fucking, the mean does, that's a fucking lie. No, he's not. All he did was a fucking cave. That's not new. That's fucking boring.
Okay. It's like stupid Sasha. She came out.
No.
She came out with a different hair color.
Miz,
I understand.
Exactly.
Miz tried some new shit, all right? He tried doing the high five.
She came out with blue hair. He came out with a cape.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. That's new. That's fucking new. Yeah. That's gonna give fucking ratings a huge spike. Him coming out with a fucking stupid retarded cape. Yeah, that's gonna be.
No. We're not saying because of his cape he is the best wrestler or he is going to win the championship over and over and over. What we're saying is his character, his gimmick.
You know what? No. You know what? I need someone to back me up here. Minister, if you're fucking there, back me up on this one. Come here right now real quick if you're listening. If you're listening out there, come and back me up in this one because I don't think my parents get it.
Chris, we get it. We understand that he's not a good wrestler. But
no.
that man has some kind of like gimmick going on. Okay.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. That's your opinion, not mine.
Toby.
Forget it. Forget it. Fuck Shinsuke.
Okay, so moving right along.
I'm done talking about him. Eric Rowan, forget it. Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan in the no DQ match. I couldn't give a fuck about this match either. Roman Reigns lost, which I'm not surprised because it was a DQ. The only good thing that happened was that Luke Harper finally returned to the WWE, but now he's stuck with Eric Rowan again. Poor Harper. Whoops. Poor Harper's stuck with Rowan again.
Uh-huh.
Has to help Rowan in his fucking career because Rowan is a fucking boring-ass piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. It looks like it's going to be Eric Rowan and Luke Harper versus Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. But it's obvious that Daniel Bryan is in on it and he's going to turn on Roman. This is all a fucking act.
Well, I see a match here.
I am sick of Daniel Bryan. I can't anymore with him. He's so damn boring. He puts me to sleep every time he comes out. Like, I just, no good.
Away from her.
I agree with you on that one, Christian. I mean, it was a dead match. I mean, right now you notice Ray is not having good luck with any freaking match. And then to top it off, now they got him with Daniel Bryan going back and forth. And I think when that match is on, it's going to be a piece of crap. So I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, never mind.
Well,
we know what's going to happen. You know exactly what's going to happen with that match on its own.
What's going to happen?
All right.
Ray is going to win.
Ah! Hopeful.
All right. Next, let's see what's left. Hold on. All right, let's see.
Sorry.
The fuck was that?
No, nothing. Go ahead.
That's the 911, baby.
Randy Orton versus Kofi Kingston. Another fucking boring, pointless match. And the wrong person fucking won. Kofi. This guy is going to be still champion up until Fox, where he's going to lose it to Brock Lesnar. But I have a sinking feeling that he's going to cheat to win, or he's going to keep the title because he knew that he's going to interfere.
That could be true. That could be a possibility.
Listen, guys, I'm sorry. I told you so. I told you Kofi was going to win. But
no.
You just want to go with Randy.
No, it's because we want fucking someone to take this title off of Kofi. He's ruining the title.
Yeah. I think it's time to let somebody else hold the title. Cause he's
boringest champion ever. Most boringest champion I've ever seen in the modern era.
Yeah.
The current era is the most boring.
Give me a shot. I take the belt.
Good that you won it. Good that you won it in April. That was April. Good for you. But this is fucking almost October, and you're still champion. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's gone so bad. This title run has gone so bad. They have to bring back Brock Lesnar just to take the belt off of him.
That's crazy.
How fucking sad is that? That this title run is so long. and he's beaten everybody in the main roster, that now they have to bring in Brock Lesnar to take the belt off of him.
Wow. That's kind of crazy. It is. If you think about it, it is. That means that he's not, what is
you
it?
You think
that
I believe? Do you actually think I fucking believe that fucking Kofi Kingston can beat Samoa Joe? No fucking
no.
way.
Hell no.
I don't fucking
hell
believe
no.
that.
You hell no. And he can't beat Brock either. Because that's a monster next to him. No. There's no fucking way.
Do you honestly believe
what?
I believe Kofi beating fucking Kevin Owens? You honestly believe me? Expect me to believe that in real life? How big Kevin Owens is compared to Kofi? You honestly believe
yeah.
I believe that?
But
well, honestly,
but when it's with KO, I'm going to tell you one thing. Kofi will come a little bit ahead of him because Kofi
no, he
has
doesn't.
more technique than
no,
KO.
Doesn't.
I'm sorry.
Why against KO? Why?
I don't have anything against it, but the thing is that he's not technically there yet, you know?
Kofi
for me.
Just fucking fuck Kofi. His one of his fucking moves is just falling down in air. That's it. It's not even a fucking flip or anything. He just turns around and just falls. Trust falls. That's not a fucking move, bro. That's not a move.
No.
By the way, Christian, I got the 911 on Kofi, and the new heavyweight champion is Milk.
Is what?
Milk.
Milk.
Why is
okay.
Milk? What the fuck does
that
even mean?
Yeah, the new champion. Milk.
Okay, fucking awful.
Get it? Coffee, milk, sugar,
milk?
Tea?
I don't care.
Oh,
don't care.
God. You have no sense of humor.
Don't care. You bring my fucking ring bell. Don't you dare bring my ring bell.
I don't see you. No, all jokes aside, but I remember a couple of months ago, Christian, you had mentioned that one of his tag team friends in New Day might have turned on him. You know, that would have been a great idea for this right now.
Not anymore.
Why not?
Not anymore?
Because it's too little too late. They had plenty of opportunities to do that, and it's too late.
So you think it's great for that now?
It's too late. We have plenty
wow.
of fucking weeks and months to do that, and they all failed. It's too late. And at this point, I couldn't care less now.
Yeah.
They should have had Big E win the briefcase, Money in the Bank, instead of fucking Lesnar. And all that shit, because they wasted another year of Money in the Bank. Forget it. It doesn't matter no more. It doesn't matter. None of this shit matters. It's garbage anyway. Yeah, Kofi Kingston fucking wins. And now we go on to the last match ever. Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman. Seth Rollins beats Braun Strowman, solidifying that Braun Strowman's a big fucking piece of shit joke, you know? Can't win in a tag team match. Can't even win in a singles match. Braun Strowman, useless, big fucking piece of shit.
But why are they still using him if he's this big dope of a guy? I mean,
main
I
event.
Don't get it.
Braun Strowman main event. Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Have Seth Rollins' ego go straight off by beating a fucking giant cleanly. By the way.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to beat a fucking giant. Well, Triple H's move, too, by the way.
Oh, why?
Great.
Oh, Lord.
Good.
That's not
good. Give Seth Rollins more fucking ego. That's all we need, motherfuckers. He's already saying he's the best wrestler in the fucking world. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking awful.
Oh,
Wow.
Shit, dude.
The main event fucking sucks. I couldn't care.
The only thing I say about that, Christian, listen, not for nothing, I remember the beginning of the year when Triple H announced to the wrestling world fans out there that this year was going to be one hell of a WWE wrestling events. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He fell. He really fell. He was lying out of his ass. Look what he does. He put two strong person like Strowman and Seth at it. No, you don't do that. What happened to all those wrestlers that he promised the WWE people out there that he said he was going to bring in? What happened?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Very true.
Everybody's waiting for these new wrestlers to come in, to make a main event, to do new champions, to do all this and all that. And guess what? In the air.
Well,
yeah.
They
you know what? The way I see it, Triple H is a joke. McMahon is a joke. And WWE is a big joke.
Why are you saying Triple H is a joke? He has nothing to do with this.
Because he's a liar.
What do you mean
he's
a liar? What are you talking about?
He's a liar.
What are you talking about?
Well,
he's a liar.
He promised the fans out here new wrestlers, new events, new ideas, and that never happened.
That wasn't him.
Well, that was him saying it.
That was Vince.
It doesn't matter. He's a liar. He lied about the whole thing.
That's not his fault. That was Vince's fault.
Well, that I recall, Christian, Vince was on one side and he was on the other. So guess what?
Triple H is working with NXT. He's working with NXT, not WWE. He's not on the main rosters. He's not working on the main rosters.
Okay. But the main roster is a piece of shit because of him, too. Because he promised something and they never gave it.
And he didn't deliver.
Well, that's what Vince told him to say.
All right, well, you know what? But it was promised to the fans, and they did not deliver.
Why are you so mad? Why are you so mad?
I'm mad.
You should have known it was not going to happen. You should have known.
Well,
I didn't buy it.
You're right about that. Yeah,
if people actually believe that, they're fucking idiots. They're fucking gullible.
Well, actually, yeah, but guess what? That's the whole thing. They said it because they knew a new wrestling company was coming in, like AEW, and he made all the fans out here all excited that they were going to do new things. And guess what? It bombed.
Yeah, that's true.
It went like this. It crashed.
That's true. Yeah.
Now here, we're almost at the end of the year. Almost at the end of the year. Where is all the things that they promised? Nowhere.
They're only saying it just to keep the fans. That's it. Happy at that moment, and that's it. You know, but it's true what Kritia said. If you're gullible to believe it, like I was, and you were Joker, then you know, shame on us.
Well, guess what? You're right about that, Big Mama, because he made me assume. And you know, when you make me assume, it makes an ass out of you and me.
That's right. It's true.
Fucking awful. I don't care. That ends the Class of Shit Champions review. And that ends the fucking terrible fucking pay-per-view. Don't fucking watch it. In the network, don't even fucking buy it on DVD. I don't even know if they still sell WWE DVDs anymore. I don't know. But if there is fucking DVDs for this pay-per-view, don't fucking buy it. Don't fucking buy it. It's not fucking worth it. Even if it's cheap, like fucking $2.99, don't fucking buy this fucking pay-per-view. Pay-per-view was fucking
well, that's
boring.
Right, Christian. I got the 911 on that one. I got the 911 on that one. They're saying they're selling DVDs for WWE in the corner of Popeyes.
Yeah.
And
anyway.
Let me say one more thing, Christian. It better not be on your Christmas list.
No, it's not. Anyway, NXT debuted on the USA Network yesterday. The first hour went on fine live on the USA Network. The second hour was a fucking disaster on the network, the WWE Network, because would you know it, the fucking site crashed and people couldn't log in. They couldn't see the second hour. Isn't that fucking surprising, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah. It's
not fucking surprising. They said they fixed the shit, but they fucking didn't. This fucking shit fucking sucks now. This is getting ridiculous now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
They
I truly
the network. We missed the old network.
Yes.
Fucking joke.
You're right.
You ruined what was
really
right good thing on your fucking quota. And now you're look at you now, you idiots. You're losing more subscribers now by the minute. You fucking clown. You idiot.
Yeah.
You're a moron. Unfucking real.
I agree with that, Christian. I definitely agree with that with this thing right now. And they're going to be losing more.
And more each day. You'll see. It's sad, but, you know, when you grow up in the wrestling world like that, it's sad to see that. But you got to also remember, this show's been on for so many years. So many years. And eventually, It's going to end. And it's not going to last forever.
Well, I don't know about you, Mom and Dad, but I guess this is the end of our show. And it's a good timing, too, because I got to take a shit. I got to sit out the disgustingness of this pay-per-view because I need to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Christian's Family Values. I have been your host, Christian from Philly. Say goodnight to everybody, Big Mama.
Good night, guys. Hope you have a good one. Thank you for tuning in.
All right. And say goodnight, Big Pop, the Joker.
The Joker.
Thank you, everybody. And next time, let's go and get him. Good night.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Christian's Family Values. And tomorrow night's the continuation of Fall Madness with Full Tilt Boogie, Area 51 Edition, and Radio Renegades. Until then, good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.